I've always known the estate from when it was first built. I've lived on this estate since I was 11. These houses were new then, when we moved here. That'd be 1938-39. My mother moved next door but one to Fred, but it was a small house and she couldn't stand. So we moved into one of the bigger ones down the road. So I've known this estate since then. Well, this estate was the last houses before you got to Park Street. Yeah. It was all fields over the back there.
Yeah.
It was a narrow lane that went up there, and then the lane went down as far as the level crossing.
Right. Now, what did it look like? Because it's changed, didn't it? The road changed.
Yeah, well, they built that road when they built that estate, and they built it with the rubble from in London, you know, and built it up high, then cut the road across that field there.
Right. So it was a field they cut the road across?
Yeah, just after back of these houses, there was a field that went right through to Priory Walk, as it is now.
Yes, yes.
And then the road came along Priory Walk, Cotton Mill Lane did.
Oh, then. It did? Priory Walk used to be the original Cotton Mill Lane?
Bit. Yes, yeah, well, that, just about there, you know, and then it turned where Cotton Mill Lane is now, that corner there, into Cotton Mill Lane as it is now.
Yeah.
Then it went straight down to the mill, so it was still the straight line, it's still the same now.
And then curved round to the little bridge.
At the mill, yes. It's exactly the same down there now as it was, you know, years ago. Yeah. And then, as I say, it used to be all fields all the way. There used to be a footpath. You went over the level crossing there, and there was a footpath you could follow across the fields and that, right to Park Street roundabout. You used to go all the way over the fields.
From the railway cross, was it straight or did it bend or what?
No, it went straight as it is now, Trumpington Drive.
Yeah.
You went sort of straight across there.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, there wasn't any of that estate. No. It was just all fields.
Yeah.
And then you went straight over to Park Street roundabout. But this estate, there was Leyland Avenue. Leyland Avenue was built before these. But as I say, there was just nothing. But round the lane here, over the back here, these houses here, we used to call it the buttercup field because it was one big mass of buttercups.
Was it?
Right
what,
the way.
What sort of...
Back of these houses
back,
here.
Back of...
Where Monk's Close is now.
Where Monk's Close is now.
Well, that was all fields.
That was all fields.
Yeah, buttercup. And there was the farm still. Yes, there was still that down there. Mm-hmm. And the old chap... You know, he used to keep the cows and he used to come round with the milk, with our horse and cart with the milk. The river came through the mill then. It used to come along by the golf course and then it had come... At the back of the mill, there was the stream that went through the mill.
You're talking about New Barns Mill now?
Yes, yeah. And then where it came out from the mill, it used to run through and then join the main river in the middle of that field at the bottom of Cotton Mill now. And we used to call that the Tar River, that piece.
That piece was the Tar River.
Tar River.
It was only that piece and not any other bit?
No, only that bit was called the Tar River.
So
New
Barns Mill as far as Sopwell Mill, then the Tar River.
Yes, it went through the mill, the bit that come through the mill and run across there, you know, back of where the barn, I don't know if it's just a ditch now, at the back of the, in between... You know where the bridge you go over, when you go around there and you go over, the road goes over that bridge, bad turn.
Yeah.
Well, it used to come through there and run in between the barn, and there was the houses, there was a couple of farmhouse.
What, on the corner?
And that was, I'm just trying to think what it was
called. It's not the corner of Butterfield Lane, it's the other side you're talking about?
Yes.
And Cotton Mill or the other side?
No, Butterfield Lane.
Yeah.
You know, you go, well, it was long Butterfield, because Butterfield Lane, that was all fields, you see, and the river came out where the field is now down there. There's still a field left there.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway along that field, the stream that came through the mill joined the Ver there. It used to be a lovely sandy bit there, and we used to play down there. So that's where it joined up, and then, of course, the river went on to... Park Street, doesn't it?
Yes, that's
right. And we used to follow it all along. Like, there used to be a footpath all the way along.
Yeah, you could walk there.
But of course, then they built all that estate with Butterfield Lane and all those round there afterward. Off of Butterfield Lane, there's a house down there, and that's quite an old house, and because somebody's bought it and done it all up, yeah. and it's expensive. Yeah. Yeah. That stood on its own down there.
Yeah, so there were two of them at one point.
They're still there, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, not those two in Cotton Mill Lane, I don't mean. Because
no.
there's two, when you go down Cotton Mill Lane, isn't there? And at the corner of Butterfield, there's two, not those two.
Not those two, oh, right.
No.
Yeah.
You go, because it used to be a footpath, you went through there, and, you know, if you go along Butterfield Lane, there's a railway bridge, and you go under the railway bridge, and just under the railway bridge, there was like a farmhouse place there, and that's been all...
That's the little Sotwell farm, that one.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, that was there, but that was in fields on its own in those days. I remember that being
But there were no other houses, can you remember, between the bridge here and New Barn?
There was two houses further along, I think that belonged to the farm. What do they call it? Something Oak View?
Old Oak, yeah.
Yes, there was two houses there. They weren't old worldy, just the two houses, that's all there was, in Cotton Mill Lane, till you got right down to New Barns.
Yeah. How old would you say those houses were?
I should think they were built about 1920s, early 30s. Well, they looked it, they weren't old worldy. They were there when we moved in here. They were quite decent houses,
and
you know.
And they had to pull them down then?
They pulled them down and built that. It's only like when they built those... houses there, that oak, whatever they call it, that's when they knocked them down. I think they belonged to the farm down at the bottom, the Barnes Farm.
Yeah.
There was the two there. Then I say the gun emplacement was where Nuns Lane is there.
Yeah.
But there was no houses in between.
No.
That was the lot.